Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Well, neighbors, 2021 is here, and Superior Video Livestock Auction is pleased to present their 34th annual Bell Ringer Sale coming up the 12th, 13th, and 14th of January in Oklahoma City. Since 1987, the Bell Ringer Sale has been a part of the Denver landscape and the National Western Stock Show, but this year, no National Western Stock Show. Instead, all the major beef breeds coming to the Cattlemen's Congress in Oklahoma City, and so is the Bell Ringer Sale at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian. Over 142,000 head of cattle have been consigned. You can go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more information, and of course, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 for any other questions you might have, and to register for your buyer number today. Again, Bell Ringer 34, the 12th, 13th, and 14th of January at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
Well, as we kicked off 2021 in hopes of a better year, OSU's Dr. Kim Anderson says the grain prices have started off really well.
Well, the year's starting out really good. You go back to early December to today, we've had anywhere from a 16 to a 20% increase in prices. So you look at wheat, early December, $5 a bushel. They're up to about $5.80 now. Forward contract in early December, $5.25, $5.95 right now. Corn went from $4 to $4.80. Forward contract from, that's for the 21 crop, for from $3.95 to $4.25. Milo went from $5.60 to $6.45. What a premium for Milo. Soybeans went from $11.10. Remember, you go back a couple months, we had below $8 beans. $11.10 in early December, $13.25 now. Forward contract was $9.70 in December, $10.85 now. Relatively good price there. Cotton prices went on the futures from 72 cents up to around 80 cents.
Anderson says the prices are increasing because we've had the value of the dollar decline around 5%. And he also says demand has been really good.
But demand has been phenomenal. Our ending stocks in the world for all wheats, 11.6 billion bushel record. But for the bread flour wheat in the United States, 862 million bushels for all wheat. That's for the last 4 years, it's been over a billion bushels. So U.S. wheat ending stocks going down. But if you look at hard red winter wheat, 348 million bushels, 506 last year, average 528, tight flour milling wheat in the United States and around the world.
To hear more grain analysis from Dr. Kim Anderson, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com for his weekly show, Sun Up. Well, the monthly World Food Price Index increased in December for the seventh consecutive month. Recorded by the Food and Ag Organization of the United Nations, the index averaged 107.5 points in December 2020. That's up 2.3 points from November. Except for sugar, all sub-indices registered modest gains in December, with the sub-index of vegetable oil rising the most. Wheat export prices also rose in December, reflecting a tightening of supplies among major exporters, concerns over growing conditions, and expectations of lower-than-anticipated wheat shipments from Russia. Sorghum prices rose sharply in December as sales from the United States, mostly to China, remained robust. Corn export prices moved higher, sustained by continued concerns over crop prospects in South America. International rice prices also rose in December, underpinned by tight Thai and Vietnamese availabilities and heightened buyer interest for India and Pakistani supplies. For 2020, the index averaged a three-year high of 97.9 points, and that's 2.9 points higher than in 2019. You've got farm news on Ron.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.